typically new companies, parking lots, and other sites where stormwater might run off surfaces instead of sink into the ground need permits from their local community. But the EPA is working nationally on having those permits be synchronized within a watershed or to set pollution limits based on multiple sites. Bob Newport is a stormwater specialist for the EPA in Chicago. He says he thinks cities can save money by working together on regulating stormwater.
And that by working at the regional scale, they can make that region attractive for businesses and for residents.
Newport says federal Great Lakes restoration grants are going to fund some pilot efforts in the Milwaukee area. Russ Rasmussen heads the Wisconsin DNR's Watershed Management Program. He says the state is looking at how to best structure a watershed permit.
Whether it's through political boundaries that's informed by the watershed analysis or through a watershed-based permit that's purely based on watershed lines, that might have a disadvantage of a community being in three different watersheds having three different permits with three different requirements.
Rasmussen says eight communities in Wisconsin have agreed to try a group permit. He says under state law, cities have to reduce pollutants in stormwater 40% within 3 years, though some cities can extend the deadline. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.